Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced today the city is looking for 100 men to serve as mentors. GPB's Ross Terrell reports the city aims to increase participation in the My Brother's Keeper program.
The mentors would work with young boys ages 6 to 14 who are currently on a waiting list with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Metro Atlanta. Mayor Bottoms spoke about the need for mentors with GPB's Ricky Bevington as part of her monthly interview series.
It is about improving the outcomes for young men of color. And we are very fortunate in the city of Atlanta that we received an ask from My Brother's Keeper to re-engage.
Former President Barack Obama started the My Brother's Keeper initiative in 2014. This is the second program the mayor has launched to focus on helping boys of color in the city. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Starting this week, the city of Atlanta is enforcing e-scooter laws. They've been on the books since January, but Atlanta Police Department says it waited to enforce laws so people could gain awareness. An APD campaign video reminds riders not to use e-scooters on sidewalks.
We want to keep everyone safe and happy when it comes to scooters. Remember, move to the street if you're not using your feet.
Violating any city ordinance, including e-scooter laws, is punishable with up to a $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail. The Atlanta Police Department says it's not its goal to jail people for violating the scooter ordinance. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and seven other governors had lunch with President Trump today at the White House. The president spoke with them about easing regulations on employee licensing and workforce training. Governor Kemp took the opportunity to tout Georgia's workforce development.
We're doing that in manufacturing, aviation, bioscience, cybersecurity, film. The film industry is very big in Georgia right now, and also in fintech. And that's one reason we continue to have an A-plus rating when it comes to our workforce.
Governor Kemp also thanked the president for signing the disaster aid bill recently passed by Congress. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.